Hello and welcome to Crochet Business School podcast. I'm Kelly and I'm here to help you to discover all the ways that you can create your own dream crochet business. Your business does not have to look the same as anyone else's and you can do it the way you want. So what do we have on the podcast today? Can you build your crochet business around a full-time job? Yes, you can. It's going to take you a bit longer to build up your sales to where you want them to be and make the money that you need. And you're going to have to make some sacrifices when it comes to free time and how much of that you have. But yes, you can. And many do. It's how I started. I have a full-time job and I've got a little boy, two huskies, and it's chaos around here. And I've built my business around all of this. You have to learn what to prioritize. You have to learn what is going to bring you the most return for your investment. You're going to have to learn to really focus to get as much done in the time that you have as possible. But you can do it. And many, many people do. So the first thing you really need to do is to find out how much time you do have, and that you just get a sheet with every hour of the day written down and block out those hours where you have to do other things. So the day job, your sleeping time, when you have to pick the kids up from school, the time you need to cook, the time you put aside to do jobs. And make sure you do put some time aside for yourself, because you do not want to be working 24/7. That just leads to burnout. So you do need to make sure that you actually block out time for you, where you're not thinking about business, where you're not thinking about work, where you're not doing housework. It's just your time. Okay, that's really important, because otherwise burnout means that you just can't do anything and then everything stops. And burnout is so frustrating because you really want to do things, but you just can't bring yourself to. I've been through that several times and it is not a nice place to be. These days, I make sure I don't get there. I know what the warning signs are and I make sure that I dial back, take some time for me and just do the things that need doing. So that's really something you need to bear in mind. But once you've got this sheet with your time blocked out, you can see how much time you have. And then it's time to get focused and decide what it is you absolutely have to do. Now, there are a lot of things in business that are nice to do, but are not essential. So first things first, which single social media platform are you going to be on? It's really tempting to try and be on every single one. But if you are strapped for time, you simply do not have time to do that. One social media platform. Pick one. And that is where you'll be. Forget the others. You'll have people telling you, oh, you've got to be on Instagram. Oh, you've got to be on Facebook. Oh, you've got to have a group and a page. Oh, what about Twitter? Ignore it all. Pick one. For me, I love Pinterest. It's fantastic. I don't have to interact with anyone. I don't have to go into different groups and talk. I can literally just post a pin with a good title, keyword rich description, the link to where it's going, and job done. I absolutely love it. That's my platform. I do have some posts going out on Facebook and Instagram, but they are not my focus. Pinterest is where my time is. That is my main platform. And you need to choose the one which you're going to find easy and that you know how to use. So pick the one that is going to work for you. Then choose a product line. You don't need to have a million and one products. You can just choose 10. And those 10 products you're going to market the hell out of. You're going to make sure that you're posting about them. You're screaming the benefits of them and just get it out there. Now, if you need to create more time for yourself, that means you're going to need to pay. There are tools out there that will help you, but they cost. But if you have very little time, they are worth their weight in gold. I use social media schedulers. So for Pinterest, I use Tailwind. And for my Facebook posts, I use a site called RecurPost. And that just puts all my posts in a cycle. So I don't have to remember to decide what I'm posting every day. It just takes something out of my posting bank and just puts it on. I absolutely love both these programs and they save me so much time. But it's up to you to decide if you're ready to make that investment and when is time to make that investment. That's a choice to be made. But there are tools out there that will help you save tons of time. Of course, when you're starting out, there's very little cash coming in. So this may be something that you do down the line. But at the same time, these tools can help bring more money in more quickly. So it becomes a toss-up between do I have the money and can I afford to wait to bring that money in? It's a balance, and only you can decide when the time is right to make that investment. But you can build your business around a full-time job. If you're making what you sell, then your product line should be things that are quick to make. Don't have a product line filled with jumpers and cardigans and ponchos because they take time. So you also need to make sure that you have the time to make your orders. Now you can do this by two ways. By having order slots, so you know how much time each item takes you to make, then you book each order in and see how many orders you can fit in a week. And then you only accept orders that fit into that time. The other way is to have pre-made stock and only sell what you have already made. For this, I don't recommend any wearables, no clothing, because you can't adjust sizes. So you need to have things that are only one size only in a limited color range. So you could go with like baskets and rugs, scrunchies, bunting, that type of thing. Fairly quick to make, but are also likely to sell. So you need to decide how that fits into your product line and which option would work best for you. And then just go for it. Make sure you post at least one post on social media every day. Make sure they're not always buy from me now, this is the price, buy from me now, this is the price. You need to make sure you have interactive posts on there so that your audience wants to comment on them because the social algorithms these days are all about interaction. Your posts don't mean much unless you get interaction. You want comments, you want reactions, and that will tell the platform that you're on that your content is liked, that the audience likes what you're posting, and then they will reward you by showing it to more people. So you need to have good content. And then go and find your customers, go and find your audience, get out there, interact with other groups where your target customer is likely to hang out. So there's just some tips for you. And it can be done. It's just going to take a bit more time for you to get to the number of sales that you want than it would if you were able to do this full time. Thank you for joining me on the podcast today. I hope that's given you some things to think about. And if you'd like to hear more about what's going on in Crochet Business School and would like tips, advice, and want to know when the next podcast is out, then subscribe to my newsletter using the link below. So that's it from me, and I shall see you next time for the next episode. Bye for now.